The World Health Organization could issue a much more stringent travel advisory on Asian cities with deadly pneumonia outbreaks. A tougher warning could seriously hurt the Asian economy. World Health Organization officials say international travel does not need to be disrupted to contain the spread of severe acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. However, if the disease, which can cause a severe form of pneumonia, continues to spread, the UN agency will toughen its warnings. The agency cannot restrict travel, but it can advise governments and airlines to do so. More than 400 people around the world are thought to have contracted SARS, almost all of them in Asia, and more than 15 have died. The worst-hit cities are Hong Kong, Singapore and Hanoi. WHO already has warned that those who have travelled to areas hit by SARS should seek immediate help if they develop high fevers, severe flu-like symptoms and signs of pneumonia. The agency recommends that airlines watch for passengers with such symptoms. Dick Thompson is a WHO spokesman.
We'll review the data. If there's any evidence to modify it, we'll modify it, the advisory.
Singapore this week has quarantined at least 740 people who may have been exposed to SARS. The country has reported 65 SARS cases. The disease may first have appeared a few months ago in southern China, where at least 300 people developed symptoms similar to those seen in SARS. WHO officials are in China studying the outbreak. The WHO, however, said Tuesday that Hong Kong was its biggest concern because of the daily rise in the number of cases. Almost 290 people have come down with SARS in Hong Kong. At least 10 have died. The exact cause of the disease is not known. Researchers in Hong Kong, Europe, Australia and the United States have spotted several possible causes. Until recently, officials said most SARS patients had a direct link to a handful of original patients in Hong Kong. However, Liu Xiaohe, an official with Hong Kong's Department of Health, says the government now is concerned SARS has spread to the wider community.
I think we have had cases in the community. So I think it's alarming, very alarming.
Already concerns about SARS have cut sharply into Asia's tourism industry, adding to the damage done by fears linked to the war in Iraq. Hotels and airlines around the region are reporting a drop in bookings. In Hong Kong, some international rugby teams have withdrawn from the Rugby Sevens tournament, which starts Friday. The event normally draws several thousand tourists. A more stringent travel warning could be devastating to many Asian economies, particularly Singapore and Hong Kong, which are regional business and travel hubs. Many of the world's largest companies have their regional headquarters in Singapore and Hong Kong and would find it difficult to do business if travel were restricted. Kath Maria, VOA News, Hong Kong.